Welcome to the podcast that opens to the Akash of our human blueprint, so we can be supported to align in our signature and truth, to live and create as the divine, multidimensional humans we are. I hope you enjoy the transmission.
Okay, so I'm really feeling the frequency of joy in your field, and I'd say the invitation is to turn the outward facing eyes inwards, possibly even a left hand on heart, just making that warmth, inviting attention to drop all the way in, facing inwards, then drop all the way into the heart and center. With every breath, let the warmth from your hand, from that sensation, travel inwards. This marriage of love and life in the very center of beingness. This heart that can contain infinite joy, infinite love, and infinite gratitude, just breathing, because it breathes with all of these now. So I can say silently, I am the infinity of unconditional love. I am the infinity of unconditional love. I am the infinity of unconditional love. And you know there'll be parts of you arguing with that, but hold steady in the part of you who is that. Saying yes to it in the body. So let's listen to the body now. Let's just extend attention out to listen to the whole body while we stay in the heart and breathe here. And so we're breathing in from within, from love itself, the infinity of unconditional love. And something's rising up to meet that love in us, something that always rises up in the heart. When love enters, when we breathe that infinity of love in, so extending awareness to take in the sensations in the whole body. You might want to open to the possibility of joy as a resonance, here now. You might want to say, I am the infinity of unconditional joy.
I am the infinity of unconditional joy.
Just be with whatever is vibrating in your heart, all of it together. Try and pick anything out unless anything really jumps out. Let it all be there as it is, in truth, in this moment now. And you can say out loud or silently, I am the infinity of unconditional joy, just twice more in your own time. I'm going to say it too. I am the infinity of unconditional joy.
I am the infinity of unconditional joy.
Let the vibrations move in the heart and body. Just last time, the infinity of unconditional joy. And And when you feel to, you might want to let your body just rise up, the energies just rise up, turn into a stretch. Just if that feels right for you. I know what I'm getting right now is a thank you. Thank you. You know, it's almost a star shape. Oh, deep breath, and yeah, let that breath that's coming in now, that's coming from love and life itself, we're drawing in from life itself, let that breath really move the body. Breathe in and turn the breath into a big stretch. Yeah, toes and all. Lovely, toes and fingers and all. Oh, you might want to listen to what parts of the body, that's it, want to roll or rotate or flex, crunch and open. Let your body move you in weird ways and surprise you. Because as the body moves, it's going to be integrating just phenomenal inflow of love and joy that you've just said yes to, and gratitude that's naturally already in you. I think we've got notes of celebration here too, if I'm right. So this is, let your body dance at you for a minute, my lovely. This body knows exactly how to move these forces around it, exactly where they belong and how good it's going to feel. And if the sounds want to come out, especially a chest opening, that gateway is the heart to all of this. Lovely. And when the tension drops down to feet, we can let it just keep on going. Where does the tension naturally go? Just listen. And feel into. We've got lots of energy layers beneath our feet. So what's alive right now in this moment? If we listen to the soles of the feet, the energy that goes from our body into the earth and breathes back up into us. Where's? Just listen to the spaces beneath the feet. Let the feet have special attention, especially if they want to move right now. And if there's any tightness or constriction wants to show up in the body or move in the heart, breathe, let it be carried on the breath. And even though our attention is on our feet, the rest of the body might be moving, might be quite animated. The more grounded we get, the more our body chats to us about exactly how it is right now. What it's got to tell us this morning that we haven't heard yet. So this is a news update from your body. And at the moment, what it's showing us is how happy it is. So often we kind of problem solve and we look for, what are the problems I need to fix today? But first, it can be really nice just to let the body go, and this is how good I feel, and this is how happy I am, and this is the joy and the gratitude and the celebration. So where are your celebrating feet? Yeah, maybe ask the question, just see what happens when you ask. All right, where are my celebrating feet? And what's the movement that happens, that goes with that in the whole body? If I've got celebrating feet, how does the rest of my body move with my celebrating feet? Yeah, I can bring in the arms. Lovely. Yeah. I know. But you know what? No one's watching. And if they are, You're just going to make them feel happy and smile.
Yeah,
exactly. What a great gift, right?
Who cares?
Yeah, it's not about what we look like. It's about the energy we're running. And that's what people get, is what we're broadcasting. So there's nothing wrong with a little bit of silly when you feel like it. Okay. So now you might feel the body is kind of ready to sort of slow down and calm down and come back to centre. So just listening, as lovely as it is to be joyful and exciting, when we run that energy all the way through the body, which is like the truth energy, it's what's there underneath all of the overlays and all of the stories. Well, what's going to happen? Some of those stories are going to want to come up and be seen and heard and felt. So we're going to give them a little bit of space. So I'm going to invite us into our hearts now. Don't be afraid of what you might be feeling there. It's all right. This is safe. Really invite what wants to show itself right now in the moment into the heart. We're not going to understand the story. We're going to let it move as vibration. Breath is going to carry this home now. So you've got some constriction movements and moments and noises you can hear here. Just be with what's true for you now. So that's it. And you know, if tightnesses and pains are showing up, be the honouring parent listening to those now. It's perfectly safe what's showing itself now. Ha, ashikatanya ha. The more that shows up in this moment, the more we're saving ourselves further down the line of the day, night, or the week, because it's showing up now. Or we're here and we're held, and we're honouring it. Oh, yeah. So this is where release might happen. We know how to do this, don't we? You move the body, you make the noises. coughing, yawning. And those real subtle whispers of not okayness. Just give them a moment. Give them permission to take up space for a moment. Oh, that's it. There you go. That's it. They don't need to stay hidden. They don't need to be pushed down. They can rise right up, right now. That's it. Because we've got the gateway to source is open. You know, they're not either come out all through the body or all through the eyes or all through the mouth or heart. They're going home. This is a divine opportunity. Anything in us that feels a little bit not okay right now. That's it. Done. So be brave. Hear the guide saying be brave. We're not hunting anything down, but we are inviting everything that's ready to be seen right now, just now. To come up and be held. To be breathed. Now I can feel like a pain in my hand. I can feel tightness around the chest. There was a wave of sadness in the heart, but it all just moves. In this space, it comes up and it moves. So I'm feeling to now drop attention, just give a bit more of an emphasized focus while we're still standing, unless you really want to sit down, to the lower body, the lower abdomen, the hips, pelvic floor, tops of the thighs and the belly, this whole beautiful area. And it feels like what we can do is, well, that's exactly it, you know, is like let the hands listen to where they want to touch the body and bring warmth. And wherever they go, we can breathe with our attention on that sensation for a moment. And we can just say, yes, I love you, to this part of ourselves. If your hands are drawn elsewhere in the body, then they know where to go. Breathe and feel. You say to that part of the body, yes, I love you. You can have this moment. It's for you. It's for you. I am here for you. I've got you. I am listening. I love you. You're wonderful, and thank you. Now tell me how you are.
Still have some tightness here and there in the body.
And that's what you're doing, is if you bring your hands to it, and you breathe and feel, that's what you're saying to the body is, okay, great, now tell me how you are. So just listen with your hands and your breath and your attention, and wherever the hands will know where to go, don't let your head direct them. It's feeling. And the same to that part of you, the stress and tension, I'm here for you. This is your moment. It's for you. It's for you. So don't try and make the pain go away with your hands. See if your hands can be listening hands. Oh yeah, no, I can teach that. Hamanyaha. That's it. Ah, hey, yeah. So now the pain starts to move, you see. And it's not just body pain from sleeping funny. This is deep. This comes from our soul. Stories of our lives upon the earth. We don't need to know the stories. They'll show us. They'll show us their photo frames, if that's going to help us. But actually, all we really need to do to move those stories is be here now. Honoring where they are alive and living in the body. Chahanya. It's so helpful to do this in company. So much more can move than when we just do it on our own. Actually around the gut. So just let your hands, that's it, find their way to where they know they want to be, bringing the warmth of loving attention to these parts of the body where the stories of the past have been held for so long, but are just ready right now. They're just vibrating. They're jumping about like happy beans. They, you know, the energy is ready to leave the body, but it wants to be heard and honored.
Yeah.
We lived these stories. We held on to them because something hasn't been fully honored. And that's what we bring in this moment. It's safe to feel this now. We just love listening.
It's searching all the way down to my foot.
Yeah. And let your attention include the pathways of pain now. So what if it's leaving via the sole of your foot? What if something is actually, you can feel that, right? It's going out of the body and back to the earth. It's being composted. And energy can return to the body in Gaia's next breath, in your body's next breath within Gaia, in higher alignment, clearer, purer, perfectly right for you in the now moment. And because you're letting go of the past, the energy will return clear from it. Just getting the words, let yourself feel anchored and grounded. Your body matter, the matter of body, breathing with the matter of earth. Such a beautiful exchange in every moment. Ions, electrons. No idea why mentioning ions and electrons seems to be the focus, but just pointing to those two areas of exchange, matter and earth, in a constant breathing exchange. And I can actually feel some of the tension in the body relaxing into remembering. This earth isn't toxic to this body and this earth breathe as one. Really seeing stories of a ship and, you know, lives lost at sea. These root fears of what thousands, millions and billions of different ways that the earth can kill the body.
Yeah.
And this belief after we've woven our experience through many lifetimes that, yeah, sure, the earth is definitely here to kill my body because at some point we'll die, you know, here. And we're not... We've lived on many, many eons not being fully resolved around death, as though death is somehow a mistake or an error or a failure rather than the completion of an incredible life.
Yeah.
Even if that life is half a moment long.
So true. Always wondered why they made a graveyard more sacred than life itself.
Ha!
It's so strange.
The mystery, isn't it?
Mm.
We revere the mystery, but we fear it too.
Mm.
And it's beautiful. And then we try and cage it, make the mystery not be the mystery because it's too overwhelming to allow mystery to be present in every moment. So finding these ways to sit with a mystery, to welcome it, to feel safe with it, even to find pathways for ourselves, to navigate through it, but ultimately to allow it to have a place in life that we don't fear. Our rhythms and patterns really support us in that. There's the rhythm and the pattern of the year. There's a life and death in that.
Yes.
So you have winter is the sleep, and death isn't something to fear. It's that sleep of renewal. It's back into the source and the infinite and the emptiness. Mm. Just like the energy that was leaving your foot just then. Well, it's been composted by the earth. You're letting go of the past. What you don't want goes into the mystery of Gaia and her composting processes, but it's your energy and it's going to return to you completely transformed, just like an autumn leaf will never come back as that leaf. But what will it come back as? What's going to grow from that compost? What's going to re-enter? It's going to be nothing like what was there before. So our rhythms and patterns, you really can hold you, and it's the rhythm and the pattern of a year, the rhythm and the pattern of the seasons, the rhythm and the pattern of the days, and the rhythm and the pattern of these moments. There's kind of phases within the day, you know? You've got the days themselves, you've got these rhythms and patterns within the day, and then we've got the rhythm and the pattern of our heartbeat and the breath, which when we rest in those, they remind us from the body all the way to the soul that this I that I am, in all its simple humanity and all its vast complexity of multidimensionality, in all its divinity and the unfathomability of the mystery I am, everything fits in this moment. Everything has its place and it can rest. Mm. I have belonging. And my own rhythms and patterns, my life then, its rhythm, it's a breath. And it will have its peak and its trajectory and its sleep. And then what happens? But I'm going to come back. But I have no idea what has. Just like the leaf that falls has no idea what it's going to be when it comes back. So there's this, for me, this is where the comfort comes from, the mystery and the infinite and the intangible. It's not just a space of, okay, nope.
There's something about trusting the cycles and the rhythms of things.
Yeah.
It takes care of itself.
And the best place to be with the rhythms is rather than trying to track what are the rhythms doing, how can I control the rhythms, and what should they be doing, and is the rhythm of my breath the rhythm it really should be? There's always that still point. There's always a still point. A silent space and a spaciousness in between the heartbeats, in between the in-breath and the out-breath. That still point could be like a tiny speck of a moment, but it's a gateway that opens out into the infinite. And we can place ourselves in a point and still be breathing with the vastness of the infinite. And when we do that, oh my God, they're playing rhythm as a dancer downstairs at this very moment. That's so funny. They never play music. And at that very moment, I love life. I really love life when it serves you up things like this. It's just like everyone's just laughing with us or at us. I don't know which. But yeah, when you're in that moment and you're in a point in a moment and you're in contact with the infinity, the rhythms and the patterns have something to center themselves around. There's an anchor.
Yeah.
So that's why we say being, you know, and they will come into equilibrium. Rhythms that are discordant and dissonant and asymmetric and causing us all kinds of interesting creations. Because the rhythms and the patterns in consciousness are creative. They're the energy in consciousness that creates what's going to manifest, that defines how we're going to experience our manifestations, what's going to happen for us physically, what's going to come to us in our lives, what is this human being going to have happen to it, and how is it going to experience that? You know, it's all in how we're running the rhythms and patterns within us. And when we're in that point, now, and you're open to the infinite, just listening to the breath. Opening to whatever's in the heart right now. Something new can come at every moment. So in this moment, as you breathe in with attention in the heart and center, that's the point. Physical sensations in the heart and center. And you breathe in from the infinite. I bet your rhythms and your patterns are stabilizing, the rhythm of the breath and the heartbeat together. Something's expanding from the heart as you breathe in. It's expanding through the heart, the chest, the body, the fields, into reality, into the space around you. And then it's gone with the breath. And in the next breath, there's another moment, another experience of being. And that passes, and in another moment, there's another breath and another. And you can start to feel where that flow is, like where does your attention flow? Okay, let it happen. Oh, don't place all of yourself in where there's a strong feeling. Keep, that's it, stay in the center and let that strong feeling also happen if you can. That's it. Oh, yeah. Beautiful. So often we want to rush to that place with a toolkit to fix it. It's a challenge to stay in our center and notice, that's it, how it's moving when we do. That's it. Yep. Beautiful. I'm just noticing there that at some point when we're there, we drift off. We're not trying to understand what's happening. We're just in the moment. It is.
Mm. Yeah.
So you can bring something of that back. So just as we're coming out of it, you can make an intention, if you like, to leave a part of your awareness, a part of your attention in your heart and center. Just leave it there. And then we can let go and carry on and shift awareness to whatever's going on next, you know. But if we want to drop back into that throughout the day, it's really simple now. You've set it up to drop your attention into noticing. You can even put your hand on your heart and just notice the physical sensation there. The still point in the center of the chest while the breath is happening. Sensation on the soles of the feet. And the in-breath through the nose. And that's something we can do wherever we are. And it drops you straight back in, doesn't it?
Mm.
And then if you really want a quick anchoring practice, you know, if you do that a few times throughout the day, then you've just got a second and you can't stop and put your hand on your heart. You can just mentally shift attention to notice the physical sensation in the heart.
Mm.
And you can say, where am I now? And just notice what happens in the body when you do that. Mm, beautiful. So there's like three different shortnesses. You've got the long journey, you've got the anchoring practice throughout the day, and then you've got the very quick instant land back in your center. So thank you for going on that journey. That's beautiful.
I hope you enjoyed the transmission. To find out more about Blueprint Akash sessions, or maybe join the live events, you can go to infinityresonance.com and get in touch.